We're joined again by Senator John McCain of Arizona. Senator, what's your reaction to the news about North Korea today coming out of these talks in Beijing?
Well, again, they have asserted that they have nuclear weapons, that they have the means to deliver them, and that they are going to, only this time they're going to conduct tests. They've said pretty much that in the past, although the testing they haven't, I don't remember them emphasizing that so much. Look, anybody who says that they understand the North Korean regime, I think, is kidding themselves. This is an Orwellian group headed by this little guy with a bouffant and platform shoes, and but there are certain facts. One,
that's Kim Jong-il, the leader.
Yes. Kim Jong-il used to be the dear leader, now is the great leader, who travels and trains across China with a Russian diplomat and has 50-course meals while 2 million of his people have starved to death. I mean, they've got a gulag that reminds us of the best days or the worst days of Uncle Joe Stalin. So this is a bad place, a bad people, and now they have some kind of capability. And by the way, resulting from an agreement we never should have made back in 1994 when we agreed to give them, over time, over $1 billion in aid while they promised not to develop these weapons, and clearly they have done something.
Do you believe that they have nuclear weapons, Senator?
I believe from the body of opinion that I've talked to, they probably have a couple, and that they may be continue to reprocess the rods that were at the Yongbyon reactor. We know they have a missile that has great capability, but we shouldn't underestimate their capability. We really should not do that. It's always smartest to overestimate rather than underestimate when you're dealing with a situation that is opaque as this one is.
How do you think the Bush administration is doing with dealing with Korea?
I think they're doing pretty well. I think that the Iraq situation may have given it less importance than maybe it deserved. I think the key to it clearly is China, but also Russia and Japan and South Korea. But China has enormous influence. The reason why they had these talks were because the Chinese basically told them that they had better. China has their hand around the throat of the North Korean economy. There's no doubt about that.
Senator, have you seen this column that Marianne Means wrote for the Miami Herald? It appeared in yesterday's newspaper. It said, maybe John McCain is going to look at running for president again, and perhaps there will be a primary fight next year, and you may challenge President Bush. She's at least raising that prospect. Is that a prospect?
I think it must be awfully warm in Miami, where I believe the column originated, in the Miami Herald. No, I have no plans to do that.
You have no plans?
No, I will not be doing that.
So it's not a matter of you have no plans. You absolutely forswear doing it.
I cannot envision a scenario where I would do that.
Senator McCain, thank you very much for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex. Enjoyed being with you.
And we'll wish a happy birthday to John McCain. He turns 67 today. You're listening to Day to Day from NPR News.